I have to tell you a little story. We had a friend of ours had several cherry trees, and this one cherry tree would never produce, and she said it was an ugly-looking, scabby-looking thing. So I said to her one day, I said, Heather, why don't you go out there and just, you know, dilute some peroxide down? And she was rather upset. She said, well, I've tried low solutions. It doesn't do anything. So I said, well, what are you going to do next? She said, well, I'm going to fix that sucker. She said, I'm going out with a pure 35% and I'm going to talk to it. So she said when she got finished, the whole tree was just foaming. And up until then, she had never gotten a crop of cherries off this tree, and it was like a 10 to 12-year-old tree. And she said that year she had the most beautiful sweet cherries. She actually wound up draping a net over top of it so the birds couldn't get the cherries, and she said it was the first time ever that she had raised cherries. And one of the things that we've learned, if you're going to spray foliars or you're going to spray, you know, for bark absorption, any kind of nutrients, I don't care whether it's copper or zinc or magnesium or manganese or boron, you are going to get much, much better absorbability if you go in there with the peroxide first, take off some of that scab, that tree can absorb those nutrients that you're going to spray at it. It'll work so much better for you. We've seen that time and again. One of the things that we do know, fruits and apple trees, you should apply sulfur before the rain. Sulfur does help to stop mold spores and that while it's raining. One of the things is that at the end of the rain, you add or go out and spray your hydrogen peroxide. It does help to burn or to vaporize off some of those mold spores that may have landed when the rain lasted any length of time and washed your sulfur off. Concentration is probably best guesstimated as to how long the rain lasted. One of the things that we've found is anywhere from 1.5% to 6% solutions, depending on how long it's been since it rained. How long did the rain last? If you have a long rain and your sulfur washes off, you're going to have more problems with scab formations. It just seems to work that way. And it depends in which part of the country you live, too. Do you live in a part of the country where you have high humidity? In Ontario, we tend to have a lot of high humidity, and therefore we have more of a problem. In some of the drier areas of the country, you don't have that much humidity, and maybe your concentrations don't need to be so high. What you have to do is you have to not be afraid to go out there and work a bit with this. Try some things. Without trying, you never know.